Ian Fleming's first James Bond novel, Casino Royale, was the source of a 1954 TV adaptation and an expensive 1960s spoof that went off the rails in production when its star Peter Sellers abruptly quit. Now the producers of the familiar Bond series have acquired the film rights and mounted their own version. The film also boasts a new Bond, Daniel Craig. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
A couple of years ago, I was watching the thriller The Jacket, and one of the mental patients was overacting like crazy. But there was something otherworldly about the actor. I couldn't take my eyes off him. Then in the credits, I saw that it was Daniel Craig, and I'd seen Craig a month before as Ted Hughes in Sylvia, where he was every inch the black marauder of Sylvia Plath's letters. As the son of crime boss Paul Newman in The Road to Perdition, he was a freaky paranoiac with shocking blue eyes. He was a hunky handyman in The Mother, and a bespectacled intellectual at arm's length from his own life in Enduring Love. His physicalizations, his rhythms, they were different in each role. I couldn't wait to see what Craig would do with James Bond. In Casino Royale, he's absolutely fascinating, which is not an adjective you could apply to many Bonds. Only one, actually, Sean Connery. And what made Connery the ideal was that he could be rough, super masculine, and at the same time elegant. Craig isn't elegant, but the movie isn't about Bond the bon vivant. You could call this Bond Bond Begins. 007 has only just earned his license to kill. In the meantime, he's studlier than his four predecessors put together. He tips his head forward like a boxer, an impression reinforced by his semi-smashed nose and skin that often sports fresh lacerations. He's also pumped up, with huge cords around his neck, in a scene in which he's stripped and tortured. Although Judi Dench is back as the scolding distaff M, everything else in Casino Royale is played as if for the first time. The classic Bond tropes are there, but they're rearranged to catch you off guard, and the villain isn't the usual Blofeld-like wannabe world dominator, but a financier and gambler called Le Chiff, whom Bond is supposed to bankrupt so that the Brits can have leverage to grill him about his terrorist connections. He's played by the amazing Dane Mads Mikkelsen, made up to bring out his liver lips and Munchian cheekbones. When he sits opposite Bond at a high-stakes poker game in Montenegro's Casino Royale, Le Chiff clicks his rectangular chips as if he's a new breed of praying mantis. He's blood-curdling. He needs to be, since Casino Royale front-loads the dazzling action set pieces and then settles into something considerably more cerebral. It's a mysterious choice, and some viewers will feel cheated when Le Chiff leaves the picture early and Bond has an extended romantic interlude in Venice. Even at its most languorous, though, the film has a pulse. The luscious Ava Green, best known for Bertolucci's The Dreamers, is a banking emissary called Vesper Lind. She's supposed to keep tabs on the vast sums of cash Bond risks against Le Chiff. In a limo on the way to the Casino Royale, the couple goes over their cover story.
It's just last-minute details. Apparently we're very much in love.
Do you usually leave it to porters to tell you this sort of thing?
Only when the romance has been necessarily brief. I'm Mr. Arlington Beach, professional gambler, and you're Miss Stephanie Broadchest, heiress.
I am not.
You're going to have to trust me on this.
Oh, no, I don't.
We've been involved for quite a while. Hence the shared suite.
But my family is strict Roman Catholic, so for appearance's sake, it'll be a two-bedroom suite.
I do hate it when religion comes between us.
Religion and a securely locked door. Am I going to have a problem with you, Bond?
No. Don't worry. You're not my type.
Smart?
Single.
No, Bond likes him married. No entanglements. And Vesper's banter sometimes cuts too deeply for a superficial fling. She even engages him in an impudent game of what's my backstory. She guesses he's had the best education money can buy, but didn't come from money, and that he still carries a chip on his shoulder against the elites. In the early Bond movies, the violence was both brutal and stylish, with witty curlicues. In Casino Royale, it's mostly brutal. But that's in keeping with Craig's evolving 007. Here, he's not housebroken. He's still working out the secret agent persona. In one scene, Vesper presents Bond with a new tuxedo, and after he slips into it, he regards himself in a mirror with shining eyes. You see him realize that it's a good look. I hope Craig finds more discoveries like that in Bond, and I hope he gets to wear that tuxedo again and again.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.